Now, therefore, I, Ashton Hayward, Mayor of the City of Pensacola, do hereby proclaim Saturday, May 31st, 2014, Hurricane Disaster Preparedness Day.
The threat of thunderstorms kept the early morning crowds light, but over a dozen service organizations and agencies set up at Community Maritime Park Saturday morning for the first annual Hurricane Disaster Preparedness Day. The event was a collaboration between the City of Pensacola, Escambia County, and BRACE, the Be Ready Alliance coordinating for emergencies. Greg Strader is the executive director of BRACE.
We want folks to be informed, and that's what this event is all about, being informed about the hazards our community may face. We want folks to make a plan for hurricanes and other disasters. We want folks to build a kit, a disaster supply kit, so they're ready for disasters. And then we want them to get involved with BRACE, get involved with the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, any of the voluntary organizations that are helping make our community safer, stronger, and better prepared for disasters of all kinds.
And families are getting a little help building that kit this year. Through next Sunday, June 8th, there is no Florida sales tax on preparedness items like flashlights and batteries to portable generators. Strader has some suggestions about items that should go in that kit.
Well, certainly a weather band radio is one of those things that we recommend. Flashlights, water, a manual can opener, whistles, some kind of alerting device. Make sure you've got non-perishable food for at least 3 days. Those are among the things that individuals need to have on hand and ready for a disaster.
The first 72 hours are on you.
Elton Gilmore is operations officer with Escambia County Emergency Management.
Nobody's coming to help you that first 72 hours because the roads are blocked, power's down. Be prepared to take care of yourself for the first 3 days, and then we can get the roads open and the power company can start to power up.
Gilmore says the Emergency Operations Center is set up and ready to go for the season.
Well, we've had some practices here. We had the ice storm, so we were activated during the ice storm. We had the flood event, so we were activated during the flood event. So we've had more practice this year than we care to admit. So yes, we're ready.
At the event, there were demonstrations on the proper installation and operation of a home generator, as well as a lot of information from health and service agencies. The Salvation Army was giving tours of its newly purchased food truck. Joe Naffo is with the Salvation Army.
This is our canteen we just got. It's got dual tilt skillets, two ovens, and we fed over 7,000 people in its last disaster.
Thank you for coming out, because in a disaster, we got to take care of each other.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward spent time addressing the crowd and greeting members of the participating groups and the media. He said getting together like this is important for the city.
It's very important to have this day and to let people know that they need to be prepared. They need to know what groups are there that are going to be able to help in a time of need. So getting the message out there is incredibly important.
And of course, the event comes a month after the floods that devastated much of the area. The mayor said that disaster showed how important cooperation can be.
We came together from a federal, state, and a local level like I've never seen before, and we came together as a community, from the civic groups to the churches to the ministers to all the great agencies sticking together to help people out.
The 2014 Atlantic hurricane season lasts until November 30th. The first named storm will be called Arthur. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.